You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The Rick and Bubba Show, 866. We Be Big is our number. We have much to do going forward on the program today, Speedy. The real Greg Burgess has returned. Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, all here. So the team is moving forward. We'll unpack the stories of the day. We'll take your phone calls. The Wheel of Meat is already spun today. As a matter of fact, the Wheel of Meat was spun by none other than Killy Vanilla, the Palestinian Elvis. If you missed that flashback on Tuesday this week, go back and catch it in the archives. You Rick and Bubba veterans, I mean, even my own wife was looking at the pictures. She goes, is that Killy Vanilla? And I said, yes, it is. He popped by the show. And, of course, her being the news person on the show in the early days, she goes, I remember Killy Vanilla. A lot of you might. So you can go back and catch that in the archives. So let's get everybody on the field. We're missing one, the silver tongue one, the man with the golden voice. Professional Lunch Eater's Man of the Year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome in to another edition of Rick and Bubba.
Yep.
Glad to have you.
Come on in. There's a chair for you. Grab it. Here we go.
A lost and found and lost again to the honeysuckle bloom.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Driving and crying.
How about it?
Fresh off their big show in Helena.
That's right.
They did. Didn't they rock
Yes,
Helena?
Yes, they did.
How about that?
Yes, they did. Amphitheater down Old Town Helena.
I'd like to have seen that.
Huh?
Most
happening city yep. around. Come on.
Bring it.
Driving and crying, I will always have a not so happy memory. Mm-hmm. You were there.
I was.
It was ugly.
Greg, yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back, buddy.
How you glad doing? To be back, guys.
Who's that? Driving,
hey,
what?
Buddy. Hey, how you doing?
You talking about Old Blue?
Yeah.
Hey, what'd you get? Yeah.
What?
Did you get another monster truck?
I did. You haven't seen that?
No.
I was told by Joel over at Hendrick that he said, "Don't worry, it's not lifted as much as the other." I said, "Well, it's close."
Yeah,
I don't think it is as much.
Yes, it's not as much, but it's still up there.
Yeah,
it's a big old vehicle, and I want to take that
monster.
I want to take that on and with the audience, you know, and a lot of this is your minions, Greg. You know, they love to pepper.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You know, we put out, you know, we're asked and should do it. My goodness, we get vehicles to drive.
Absolutely.
It's a reasonable request that Hendrick would say, hey, put out, you know, y'all's new vehicles, let everybody know. So they take a picture. You took a picture. By the way, can't believe you did that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe that free vehicles will get people to do things, Greg Burgess did a social media post.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Now we couldn't see the truck.
Right.
Well, it's hard to fit it in.
I know.
It's a big truck.
Yeah. But you had your matching shirt on. So.
I did.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I couldn't believe it.
You could tell it was a good looking
I immediately put out, I was proud of my baby brother for posting his truck.
Yeah.
So, of course, they wanted, you know, Bubba do one, me do one. So they sent me the picture they took of me there. I said, okay, I'll put it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, look, let me tell you people something. Look right there. I hadn't seen that since Greg was an underwear model.
I love it. I got it knocked out of gear a little bit.
Knocked out of gear.
I like your hand on your hip. That's how I think my favorite. Like, yeah.
Oh, my hip. I dip, you dip.
Yeah, you look so cute.
I like that lighting like you like.
I like that blue truck. That's
That I is like good. That color. That's a good color.
I've never had a blue.
I love the color of mine right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could be Mississippi State or I could be Roll Tide.
You want to race?
Yeah, right? I do. I do, by the way. But yep, hey, that, let me tell you, 1500's got some.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It'll jump up and go. But anyway.
The one I got is higher off the ground than my last one. And Buddy sleeps up, Mr. Buddy, my dog.
Yeah.
He sleeps up under my truck. And he can get in. He could barely get out from under that other one.
Yeah.
He'd get all hung up. But this one, boy, I come by, he was under it, sacked out.
Oh, he likes it.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you have the picture I put out. Look at this. All right. So everybody's on me. I didn't park this truck.
Exactly. Oh, they don't know how you parked?
When I got to Hendrick, that's where it was.
Uh-huh. Hey, can't you park, pal?
I hadn't even got in that truck yet and driven it. That's where they had it when I got there. So I had to get old Biggie over there and put it somewhere near it. I didn't park this truck. Everybody's like, you can't even park this. Too much truck.
Too much truck. Too much truck.
Hey, you park like Earl. No, I didn't park the truck. Whoever was cleaning it up put it there. I didn't put it there. I've never even been in that truck yet in that picture. I'm just standing
like
by
Earl.
But you parked just like my uncle. You know, no, I didn't park it.
Uncle.
I've been driving a big lift for a year and a half. I can park one now.
That's right.
Hey, backup cameras, ain't nothing to it.
No. Yep.
Game changer.
I'll tell you, they have come a long way. The, on
the overhead shot on the camera.
I didn't park my truck.
You mean that?
You can't park. You can't park it like I did, Greg.
I'll be honest, I struggle parking.
Oh, yeah. You didn't park the back in the handy.
So,
I love how you got to sit up when you talk. Like
you ain't married up. You ain't never worked day you live.
Now, when you do send a picture out, there are people going to take shots.
Oh,
every time.
Boy.
I think you look nice.
But it's
buddy.
All fun.
Okay, buddy.
It's all fun. I like how you knocked it out of gear.
Well, you know, you got to send a little passion out there, right?
Well, you know what you did? You, the dudes liked the truck. Look candy for the lady.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So here we go with and I'm with you, Bubba. I mean, some of this, I know it's serious because we're going to have a generation of people that we have what we're doing to them mentally and physically right now is uncaring and outrageous. But apparently we're going to not even be able to answer the question, what is a woman, and from women. And then when people say that we need to do things, you know, to stand up for women, which, you know, in a lot of this I agree with, but it's hard to stand up for a gender that now no longer exists. What it's doing to women's athletics, we've been very, very.
How can you have women's sports when you can't define a woman? Rick, you know, the end game and all this is kind of interesting, which it's really hard to find an end game in this other than you're just very, very confused about a lot of stuff.
Well,
and I think it's just an attempt at chaos is all it is.
There you go. That's what I was going to say. If you want to see the end game is and some of it I'm sure people are unaware, there's a spiritual end game that is called chaos.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because spiritually we all know what lives in chaos.
Yeah.
And we also know.
I think God is a God of order.
Mm-hmm.
He's ordered the universe. Our science follows the laws of science as he ordered it. And I think this is just an attempt to be anti that every turn we can get.
Whether you know you're doing that or not, that's what
you're
doing.
Yeah,
you're right. I agree with you 100%.
I don't think there might be a end game like, oh, we're trying to accomplish this, other than we want to go against everything that is established, everything that's order. We want total chaos, total mayhem, because it's not, that's not a peaceful environment to live in. And they're anti that, too.
This is the ultimate that I'm going to run with scissors no matter what my parents say.
Right.
And I want to be as defiant as I can be. And I'm taking my defiance to the place that I'm not even going to recognize the original design of gender. I mean, in your face, creator, you know. Yep. And so which, you know, all wisdom comes from fear of the Lord. If you don't have fear of that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All wisdom.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Yep. And you can learn it the hard way or you can learn it the easy way. But anyway, so but you're right. And this also is another sign is when things start sliding, you need to cull them. Because I think if you ask somebody 20 years ago, do you think you'll ever live in an American society that won't answer the question, what is a woman? And somebody said, you crazy. You ain't going to get that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here.
Yep.
And so that's a question you're not allowed to ask. Now, keep in mind, Bubba, you could walk this out to its most bizarre. Can anybody really be called a misogynist anymore?
Well, how can you?
How can I be misogynist? I'm mistreating what? I'm downgrading what? I'm
what am I?
Right.
To downgrade what?
If I'm not a man, if I can't be defined,
I can play that game too.
Right. If I can't be defined as a man and you can't be defined as a woman, misogyny doesn't exist.
That's right. I mean, you've kind of, well, I was going to use a term I'm not going to use, but you've kind of destroyed your own argument there.
Well, here we go. Keep in mind, think about the people who worked so hard to get women equality and women's rights and the advancement of women's sports, women in the workplace.
Women's pay.
They've done all this work only to discover that society's decided they don't exist. all right, so here we go. Now talking about – this is the question we have here, Adler, is just the one about abortion, right? This is not when she's first asked what is a woman. We have both? Okay. So she's going to be – this person is an OBGYN and a board member with Physicians for Reproductive Health.
Mm-hmm.
That's her title. Dr. Robinson. So now you're going to hear Dr. Robinson be asked, what is a woman? And then going to be asked.
This is
Amy.
Person.
This is Amy.
Oh, where am I at?
This is two. Look at two.
Cut two.
Oh, okay. I was reading the actual story here. Oh, I see.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
Boy, there's a lot in here.
Boy, there is. Yeah,
there's
now,
another one in here, too.
There's Dan Bishop. He's a Republican out of North Carolina. He's on the committee here, and he's going to ask the director of abortion rights nonprofit in Texas.
Okay.
What the question here.
Texas. Anybody want to take that last name on? Amy Arambod?
That's kind of what
Arambod.
We'll go with Arambod.
Arambod.
Okay, so she is one of the witnesses here, and she's the executive director of the abortion rights nonprofit in Texas. So here is the questioning, and we'll see how you're not going to believe what we hear. Go ahead.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. You know, I pretty much feel like your testimony's over at that point.
That'll do it.
do you hear him just go?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Y'all, this is in Congress. Okay. This is what these are the kind of testimonies we're getting in Congress right now. While your gas pump is getting very expensive to fill up your gas tank.
Okay.
All right. So now that I'm seeing in the story.
Do y'all want to hear him say okay again?
I do. Between the two.
Yeah, I love it.
It's great.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah. I'm seeing pigs run over a cliff. Anybody else?
Yes, Bubba. So the person I was talking about, and I got confused from the written story to this, but there was a person who's an OBGYN and board member with the Physicians for Reproductive Health, and that doctor, Dr. Robinson, was also asked, what is a woman? And because the questioner says, I notice you use the she and her pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that. You're supposed to call me whatever I ask you to call me, okay?
Right.
And the answer is not simply that, you know, it's biologically this. From an OBGYN, we get, I think it's important that we educate people like you about why we're doing the things we do. Yeah, we'd like to understand it. And so the reason that I use she and her pronouns is because I understand that there are people who become pregnant that may not identify that way. And I think it's discriminatory to speak to people or call them in such a way as they desire not to be called.
Rick, we had another story we didn't get to yesterday of a guy who was arrested by the police on some traffic charge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing a coat and tie.
Right.
And they refer to him, and they're treating him very polite, very professional, sir. And then he said that it was a hate crime because they used the term sir because he doesn't identify as a man.
Yeah.
Isn't he an actor?
He's the Flash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I found a real quick clip of that that you were that interaction, Rick, that you were talking about. If you want to, just
It just gets more bizarre by the day. Now, keep in mind, this is a doctor,
I noticed medical in your doctor. Written testimony. You said that you use she/her pronouns. You're a medical doctor. What's a woman?
It's important for you to understand why I said I use she/her pronouns.
Well, I was explaining why I'm asking the question, but I just like to get an answer to the question. What's a woman?
I think it's important that we educate people like you about why we're doing the things that we do. And so the reason that I use she and her pronouns is because I understand that there are people who become pregnant that may not identify that way. And I think it is discriminatory to speak to people or to call them in such a way as they desire not to be called.
Thanks for that.
So it's important that we respect each individual person.
Are you going to answer my question? Can you answer the question, what's a woman?
I'm a woman. And I will ask you, which pronouns do you use?
Can you
if you tell me that you use she and her pronouns, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to call you Mr. Bishop. I'm going to respect you for how you want me to address you.
I'm just asking. So you give me an example of a woman. You say that you are a woman. Can you tell me? Otherwise, can you tell me what a woman is?
Yes, I'm telling you, I'm a woman.
Is that as comprehensive a definition as you can give me?
That's as comprehensive as the definitions as I will give you today.
What in the world?
I don't even
guys, know. I just saw pigs go off the cliff again.
it's like make
it's just a different version.
It's ridiculous.
Complete ignorance.
How are you having a conversation with that?
That's a medical doctor.
Yeah, look.
I need to go for a run or something.
I do too. Let's do it.
The medical board ought to just take her license right now. Wow, not fit.
Wow.
How ridiculous.
Wow.
How ridiculous.
We're being silly. I mean,
I'm so much smarter than those people.
We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba Show, 866 We Be Big is our number. We thank you for being with us today. Wheel of Meat has already spun this week. That happened on Tuesday. So that is behind us for the week. Another edition of Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we've, the state of our American society. You know, there was a time when you said, but you don't know how things are going on around the world. I think now, and I saw one of those in one of the what a undesirable place we must be becoming with all that is going on. But anyway, so someone had texted me and said, have you seen the latest Calvin Klein ad? I don't really normally see Calvin Klein ads, but Adler actually has, if you want to see, and look, the first image is obviously, you know, not good either. We've got women, you know, parading them around scantily clad or whatever, but they're showing Calvin Klein in 99 to 2019 to 2022. Yeah. So in 1999, we have a woman in a bathing suit. 2019, we're dealing now with people like us, Bubba, that have a little bit of a weight issue that we can still wear Calvin Klein.
She's got that.
Yes, yeah, you know, and then
got it covered.
And here's your current state. In 2022, we put up this bizarre picture of it looks there's a man that's supposed to be pregnant, and then there's a woman that now is playing the role like she's the husband with her arms around her pregnant
husband.
Well, that looks like some guy who drinks a lot of beer.
It really does.
It does.
But matter of fact, Bubba and I looked at the picture and said, we don't understand what the problem is.
are they saying he's pregnant or he's just fat?
Yeah, that's my point. I think they're trying to sell us on pregnant, but when you have a beard and short hair and you have that gut, I just assume you're fat.
Yeah.
And the thing I guess I don't understand.
That's just me because men can't be pregnant.
Well, it's like I don't really – I think it's sad when we start playing pretend. I mean, even if we're going to go down this road – of you can identify as anything you want to, and no one thinks that might mean that you need to some counseling or let's help you because that's a struggle. If we're going to go down the road that this is all perfectly normal, everybody, it's even kind of cool and hip, and why don't you try it even if you're not struggling with it? If we're going to go down that road, I still think that it would be at least somewhat healthy, okay, for us not to pretend and say, Dr. Burgess, yes. So what is a woman? Well, a woman and a man is biologic. We know that. And, of course, that would be in the chromosomes. It would be in the genitalia. But I'm a person that believes that people should be able to identify and really, if they want to live their lives,
as appearing to be a gender that is opposite of their biologic.
Right, their chromosomes.
Their chromosomes. Yep. Then that's their right to do so. So you're not trying to convince me that they really are scientifically changing genders. No, they're not, because that's impossible. You know, if it's XX and it's XY, you can certainly, you know, have all sorts of attempts at surgeries on people's appearance, including their genitalia. But as far as the science of it all, there are two genders. That's male and female. So I'm not dodging that, Congressperson. But I do think people should be able to identify, and if they want to appear as the gender that is not their biologic, gender, then that's their own business. Okay, and you know, then I would go, okay, I still kind of think that's kind of, you know, odd, but at least we're not leaving the world of creation in science.
Science has took a beating these last few years, hasn't it?
But it's like we're afraid to state what is the truth. And I think it's important to know that truth, because if say I'm someone who wants to live my life as a different gender, okay, don't I kind of need to know what I'm getting into? Doesn't somebody need to tell me for my mental health and my physical health? Now, understand, if you're a biologic female, and if you're going to live your life appearing as a male, there's going to be some really bad surgery involved about altering your appearance. It's going to be difficult. You're not changing your chromosomes. You know, we're going to try to work with you on some hormone pills. That's going to be difficult. Some of this, you know, we still don't really know the long-term effects of it, especially when we're talking about children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A lot
okay.
of
Okay, I mean, we're giving children drugs that were used for there to be a medical castration. Are we losing our minds? And so the conversation, and even those of you that disagree with us on the freedom to live whatever gender you want to, I certainly don't have a problem with that in your private life. But I want this to be a conversation that is a conversation of truth, especially if you come from a worldview that you keep screaming, follow the science. You know, how y'all can be on this wagon is bizarre to me. You know, if I try to talk about anything, you can follow the science.
Rick, okay, science but now crafted to meet a political agenda.
This has become political now, and people's mental stability and their physical well-being is at stake, and we don't seem to care because we want to win an argument, not truly care about people who may be confused or just think they want to enter into something because it's been presented as no big deal. It's a really big deal. As I said a minute ago, this is not haircuts, piercings, tattoos, and clothing style. This is a really, really major ordeal, and it can be extremely damaging to you mentally and physically, and us to pretend like it's no big deal is a shame. I mean, that's a shame, and we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Those of you that are doing it, it's
it's all part of the chaos thing, which, you know, goes against God's order.
Of course.
And I think that's why you're saying that.
And that is, whether they know it or not,
I can't get over, and I don't know how many campaign ads you're going to see during the midterm election where they're going to just ask somebody what's a woman and watch them try to dance around it and do everything possible other than answer it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing to me that they can't. Look, there's issues there like you talked about. We can talk about those, okay?
Yeah.
But it's just completely bizarro that you can't answer that basic question. And you've got degrees, you've got doctorates, you got your wall is covered with paper, and you can't tell me what a woman is in public because you don't want to be held accountable to something you said to a political group?
Not only was one of these people a doctor, the field that she is in is OBGYN. And she won't tell us what a woman is, and she's supposed to be a doctor for women. I don't need an OBGYN.
Spare time on your hands. Rick and Bubba.
Also, another Rick and Bubba Wednesday Bible study out today. It's archived. We did that yesterday. Genesis 20. And it's available for your consumption on our YouTube channel or our podcast archives. The real Greg Burgess this weekend. If you want to see Gregory, be at Chocolaca Park. He'll be there for the Home Run Derby for the National Junior College Softball National Championship Tournament.
That's right.
And the real Greg Burgess will be there. So go by and see him. Starts at 6 p.m. local time at Chakalaka Park.
Chakalaka Park.
In Oxford, Alabama, our hometown. Yep. All right, so and welcome back. There's old Bussy right there. Hey, Buss. Look, give him the ball. Feed him. Let him eat. So let's talk about Saban.
Hey, rotate.
How about you, Coach?
Hey, Coach. All right, so this ongoing thing about NIL and hey, you did this and you got this. The NIL did offer a new opportunity to buy players and still not be violating NCAA rules. It wasn't intended to be used that way, but how else do you think we would use it?
I mean, we kind of all saw that coming.
I would use it that way if I legally could. I mean, I would say, hey, we got some good deals here, NIL deals, if you'll come play for us. If everybody else is doing it, I certainly want to be able to compete, as long as it's not against the rules.
Right.
And it's not. But
And the order of this, let me just clarify for people who, you know, there may be some confusion with this. The way this should work, you decide where you want to go to school. You enroll in that school. You play for the football team. Then a company can approach you and say, we would like to pay you to do our commercials, to use your name, image, and likeness. The athlete accepts that and gets paid. What it is not supposed to be is people say, I have a $1 million NIL deal waiting on you if you come to my school. That's how it's not supposed to be.
Right, and I would put letter B under that. Also not supposed to be agents who now this is their whole field that says get in the transfer portal, I can get you a better NIL deal over here.
Right.
Because I've already got you one ready to go.
It should be a process and then NIL on top of that. I know that I'm probably, pie in the sky here on that, but that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, but the NCAA, when they lost the court case, honestly, you can say – we don't want you to use it that way, but you really don't have any authority to keep them from using it that way. Now you're going, can we all agree not to let our human nature take this and use it?
They may.
Well,
the NCAA. What the court ruled on was a very narrow part of the law where they said players can't sell it. Now, the NCAA still has the authority to regulate its members, Rick, who voluntarily sign up to be under their rules.
Yeah. So you're going to hear Nick Saban say something that, this is this ongoing thing with him and Texas A&M. he's going to say, this is not, as you said, Bubba, this is an unintended effect of the name, image, and likeness rights. But he's saying we got to do something to the point you just made. Who's all that? What's all that ding in there? He said, but we got to do something. And he says there's a reason that A&M was first in recruiting this last time. And he goes straight for it. So here is Nick Saban.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Ooh. So the quote again, if you get it, because the audio was pretty good, but I want to be sure you got it right. He said, A&M was first. We were second in recruiting last year. A&M bought every player on their team and made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player.
Ooh. Has Jimbo responded to that?
Yes, he has.
He responded to Lane Kiffin when he did it,
right.
If you'll remember.
But has he responded to this one?
That happened last night.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So. Well, Deion Sanders has responded.
Because he used them saying they were buying players too, right?
Yeah, he said that they paid a guy $1 million to come play.
And what did Deion say about it?
He says not true.
And he says, so Deion says that's bad information.
This is going to make the Aflac commercial very uncomfortable.
It is. Coach Prime.
Next time Coach Prime comes in.
So Fisher has not responded to the latest accusation, but as you all said, he sternly responded when Lane Kiffin basically said the same thing in February.
Right.
But I think it will prompt a response, don't you?
Yes. You would get all mad about it.
I think Jimbo
doesn't like that.
No, he gets mad about it.
I think there was, they paid a lot of money for Jimbo Fisher to come out there and win, and they've had some success. Have not got to the level yet. I don't think they want to be. But I think now that, and this is just me, now that Georgia has won a national championship, and defeated Alabama doing it, I think there's even more pressure on A&M to do it now because it's been shown it can be done.
Good point, yeah.
Well, and A&M beat them. I mean, they beat Alabama.
Yeah, but they but they lost some other games they shouldn't have lost,
right,
or they would have been playing for the conference championship.
100%.
Because they had Alabama beat and thus had the tiebreak on them.
And then, and then,
so you have to lose twice, you know, to lose that advantage.
And they did. Yeah, and they did. So, but they may have solved that with this recruiting class. But we'll see. But, I mean, you don't know. I mean, you can do all this and set up an NIL deal and be all fired up about somebody. You don't know who's going to pan out and who
No, you don't.
So, but usually, I mean, if you look, the teams that stay at the top, their recruiting classes are usually up there.
Right. Well, you know, we've heard two different – I tell you, I don't interrupt the popping here.
Between the popping and the pinging, we would need to name it maybe the Pop Ping Studio.
Pop Piddly Ping.
I think
the pinging can be taken care of.
Yeah.
We've heard people say that NIL may be the great chance to even things up.
Right.
Because a school might could pay a kid again – not the order you want it in, but might be able to siphon off a top prospect. That's what Coach Prime did at Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've heard other people say, well, the rich are only going to get richer.
Yeah.
They got more money to pass around. They got more alumni with more money. So, I mean, it can't be both, right?
Well, here's the thing. I think I would be – if I was a fan base in this country, based on all this everybody always says, I would be absolutely furious if I was a Texas fan. How in the world can we have all this money and we can't use this money to be better than we are?
Yeah. Why can't we buy a team?
Why?
I think A&M's trying to do that.
How can Texas be so rich and be so average?
I know. But I mean, the University of Texas, what you're talking about, they're their fundraising is usually in the top, if not number.
Oh, yeah, they are the top, and A&M's too.
Yeah.
They're the top.
But yeah,
all that old money out there.
That even makes my point more glaring. So the other Texas team, they are producing a better team.
Yeah.
With all they have access to, but you're not. Why aren't you?
Well, Rick, let me ask you this. Is it time for, say, other schools? Is it time for the fans to put their money where their mouth is and find whoever their collective is, I think was the term they were using. That sounds like something out of Star Trek.
Yeah.
But whoever the NIL people are representing players at that school, don't they need to start calling them and donating money?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have a bigger pool to work with.
I thought this
with?
Is what rich alumni were waiting on.
I know. I mean, they've been in trouble in the past for passing money. Now you can do it legally.
Yeah.
Just get you a good player and really support him.
Which is Saban's concern, part of his concern. Then a woman plays Walker Hayes for Nick Saban. You know, this is the song called AA, where the lyrics
Greg's favorite.
There's a lyric way down in Alabama where they love Nick Saban.
Right. Yeah.
So he.
Nickname.
And so here it is. So she plays it for him.
She does, and off of her phone.
Oh,
that's
perfect. He got a smile. Yeah, actually, look at him smiling.
What did he say?
He even put on his glasses.
Yeah.
I think he said, oh, that's a part right there.
That's the part right there. Okay. Look, you can tell somebody talking about the song. He know what they're talking about. Come here. You got to listen to this. Way down in Alabama where they love Nick Saban.
I'm going to try to get him on our podcast. I understand he's a great guy.
Who, Nick Saban?
No.
Walker.
Oh, I thought
trying to get
Coach Saban.
Coach Saban's a great guy, too, I hear.
We'll take phone calls next. 866-WE-BE-BIG.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so, Bubs, how you doing over there?
Well, I'm doing okay, Rick.
You okay, buddy?
I think. Had a little problem there last segment, but I had a tooth fall out.
Yeah, well, really not a tooth.
Well, it's a temporary.
Yeah,
temporary crown.
They put a crown on there,
and it broke, and part of it come out.
Yeah, well,
I was chewing and went, wow. It feels like part of a tooth.
And things are only rated for so much.
Well, I was
temporary.
I was only eating scrambled eggs, so it's not. It wasn't like I was chawing down too hard.
Yeah, I wonder if that biscuit got you earlier.
What about yesterday? Did you?
No,
I know I missed the wings.
You did miss the wings yesterday.
Yeah.
God, I was so disappointed.
I was well. Here's good.
Y'all
news.
Leave me
the refrigerator's full of
good because I got a long day today.
Yeah, I've tried to be careful and eat on the other side, but
What's the sensitivity now that it's exposed to air?
Let's blow some air on it and see how it feels.
How many times you put
something going on?
How horrible is that?
Bad.
How many times you put that tongue in it?
A bunch. You'll mess with that.
I'll have to get it fixed.
And Dudden, he's gone. And
well, we'll see.
You remember that time I yanked one out with a milk dud? And like you say, when that air hits it,
it's that line.
But I yanked one out.
It wakes you up.
That air hits it.
Remember,
I thought it was a bad milk dud, and I spit it out in the parking lot. And then I had to go back and get my teeth out of it. I was like, man, this milk dud is hard.
Okay. Didn't really have that book today.
Can I ask you a question?
Your day just took a turn.
Is that your tooth on your notepad?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at it.
Last segment, I just happened to look up, and there was this concerned face looking directly at me, and I thought, is there something, like, what did I do? Did I say something? Is something on my shirt?
Got a booger on my nose.
Yeah, right. Well, I actually thought that. And then Bubba takes the tooth off his notepad and shows it to me. This is going on during the segment. And so then I go, are you in pain? We're sitting here going, are you in pain? Do I need to get you anything? Is it bleeding? Mm-hmm. I'm asking all these questions. There's nothing worse than that sensitivity scale when you've got air hitting that or anything hitting
that. Is it at that level? All you got to go through to get it fixed.
I know.
What a bip.
Is it that level yet? Is the air getting down in there?
Sure it is.
I even thought there was one moment, because I didn't know it was temporary. I thought, do I need to go grab some milk so we can put it in? You know?
Yeah, how about
famous milk move?
Yeah, how about
that works?
Yeah, because you know it's a crown. Yeah,
yeah.
I had it happen to me one time before, and you're just kind of like the bip of going back. Of course, I tried to see how long I could go, not worry about it.
I did too.
You know what I mean? Because I knew I had the permanent coming. I was just like, can I just ride this out to the permanent?
Hey, listen, you got weekend coming up, Bubba. You need to get it done.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be miserable if you don't.
Mm-hmm. You can chew on that.
We've got some timing issues here we're going to have to deal with. So.
I know. We can make that happen. Hey, Bubs, that's the beautiful thing about a good team. You can do anything.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted.
Listen, I know you want to be a part of today, but if you don't get this done this morning, you're going to have a miserable weekend. Because I'm going to tell you something about Dennis. That a lot of them don't work on Fridays.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm
like hair people on Mondays.
I want you here as much as the next guy, but your weekend is about to be miserable if you don't nail this.
Greg, I may just get you to knock me out.
You'll knock you out? He's coming back every time you try to come back, too.
Yeah. Wow, Mr. Allen.
I wish we could get somebody come here and put it in.
Now, that'd be something,
yeah,
too.
Is that possible?
I doubt that.
Yeah, lay back.
Anything's
possible.
You can do it right here on the rug.
Yeah.
No, they can't bring the nitrous, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. He did it on purpose. He wants to get in that gas.
This is a sign of trouble.
You don't get gas for that, though, do you?
He's creating. You know how addicts will create a situation where they got to have it back.
Yeah. He gets gas for cleaning.
I'd rather pass on having to get it in. Right.
Have you ever told like a counselor that you get gas for cleanings? Say,
I don't have a lot of vices. That's one of them.
I'm still playing with it. Look at it. That's that tongue.
I'm telling you, better get it done.
And I want him the rest of the time.
He's trying to keep air off of it.
And he's talked about his tongue is so big, he's trying to get it over there on it.
Yeah, trying to cover it. But wow,
it feels pasty, little pointed
things over there.
Yeah, it don't feel right.
A little bed of nails over there.
Bed of nails?
Mm-hmm. Bubba, I got a dentist.
Bubba's tooth falls out.
I got a dentist right now, said he'll take you.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bring it in right here on air.
I'm sure Dudney and them work with others. Just go somewhere right here.
Real quick. I've had to deal with this before. This particular situation,
we'll
but finding another dentist
here
through
Dudney.
Rick, are there mobile dentists that can come here on the road?
I say that's a good
I'm
need
Googling
that's not
it
been
right
made.
Now.
Oh, mobile dentist.
What's your obsession with a mobile dentist? No. They're not going
to
do that.
I want them to do it on the rug.
They're probably not
going to
do it
on the rug. Look, think about it. You got food trucks.
Well, and we have people that wash cars mobile, but we haven't really got into mobile dentistry yet.
No. What if they comboed that with DoorDash?
Can I tell you?
Well, Dennis Dash?
Coming a long
Dennis
way.
Dash.
One of the funniest dentist things ever is Tim Conway. When he gives himself that shot.
Oh, wow.
His arm's dead.
There it is.
They're actually, they do have mobile dentist services.
Okay. They do not.
Yeah, where they have
like. What, for like on a mission trip?
Yes, that too, but they have.
But they had a
think
charge.
Like, and I don't know why I'm, think food truck. But it's a.
That's a great idea.
Please tell me it has a big tooth on top, big molar.
Yeah. It does on the
like
logo.
Like in Django Unchained.
It's a van. Nice van.
Wow, that's
Bubba, Text them and see if they come do it on the rug.
I don't think you're going to see that.
James's tooth out on the rug. Right. That's what we're talking about.
Well, you just can't throw out do it on the rug.
Look, you can get in one of them chairs.
But Speedy, you got to get the whole thing. You just take statements and throw them out there.
I know we ain't got long people talking.
I know it's
do it on the rug.
I know it's, like I said, your stage. It's like playing Wipeout. You know what? You're trying to get through without somebody knocking you off.
I feel like if it was a complete sentence, I would be interrupted halfway through it.
You would.
So I just have to scream that, do it on the rug.
I'm going back to raising my hand. I think that works.
Didn't we do that for a while?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. It don't look great on television. But
well, what if we all wore like little shock collars and we were all like zapped?
Would nobody have a crown? We'd be rattled so many times.
We've never done is get Speedy with a shock collar. I know y'all tased him, but I want him with a collar on.
Well, Greg, I tased him. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
But I want him with one that when you bark, it goes off, and he has to bark real loud till it goes off. That'd be good.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a video of that on YouTube, people doing it. Of course, you know, if they'd had him, we were coming up, we'd have done it. But sure. It's so funny. Guy has it on. He starts barking. All of a sudden,
kids, don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, unless
you're all working out.
So, Bubba, what are they saying?
Y'all work that out.
Yeah, they're wanting me to come get it fixed.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Face right away.
Where you at? Yeah, down in Alabama.
Well, go. Head out.
We will.
Way down in Alabama.
Look at that disappointed face, right?
Greg, way down in Alabama where I lose my crown.
It's like
ain't a day old biscuit.
It's like you're...
It was the only thing around.
Rick, did you see Speedy bombing
him? He couldn't believe he found the word to rhyme.
He was so excited. Mean,
we're all thinking of another line.
We do. Yeah. Right, well, did we go? Were we going too far?
I was trying to figure out how I could work Mr. Allen in there, and I just couldn't.
Yeah.
See, that's your
so call. Few things rhyme with that.
I know.
And and Mr. Allen.
Me and Mr. Allen eating day old biscuits. we'll come back.
Out.
More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
See y'all.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So Bubba has headed out to try to get his crown put back on. He lost, it fell off. And now he's going to get that put back on. So he'll probably be back on the show tomorrow, but might get back before the show's over. But maybe.
You don't know?
You know, maybe. So we'll see.
How far is that from here?
20?
25?
Yeah.
It's probably going to take longer. He's right in the middle of school traffic.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Matter of fact, well, I started to tell him to hold on to like 20 minutes before he left because it won't make a difference.
Yep. So there you go.
But I was filling our cooler back there with new Coke products.
Yeah.
All right. You love Coke it?
So,
they showed up and got new product?
We're going to bring up, I know we covered this early in the program, but this is, we got a caller that referenced this Celine Dion commercial.
Weird.
It's so much worse than I even imagined, and so bizarre and weird and stupid and unacceptable and evil. And I'm convinced that Celine Dion is a witch. How about this? I mean, I want you to just... Look, what you're about to see and hear, you're not even going to – none of us thought we would get here. We've already played the interviews.
Where is this from?
This is Celine Dion. Is it a product, her children clothing? It's her children's clothing line, right?
It's a gender-neutral children's clothing line.
For babies,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, because kids care.
Greg, for babies.
Babies.
What's
B-A-B.
You're not going to believe what you're about to see.
See, I don't mean to be mean. That just shows you what the parents are choosing because babies can't make decisions.
What's that right? Top left there, Rick? What does that say? Celine Nunu?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the brand.
I want you, everybody stop what you're doing right now. If you're driving, try to reduce the noise, okay? Listen to it. Just the things you're going to hear said are just as bad as anything we're all seeing that can see it, okay? This is important that we listen to every part of this and watch every part of it if you can. Here we go.
Our children, they are not really our children, as we are all just links in a never-ending chain that is life. For us, they are everything. But in reality, we are only a fraction of their universe. We miss the past. They dream of tomorrow.
We may thrust them forward into the future, but the course will always be theirs to choose. I can't believe they called security. I mean, oh, come on, I'm Celine Dion.
There you go. That's basically the gist of the commercial. She walks into a maternity ward, blows black dust everywhere. The kids that were in blue and pink are now in her gender-neutral clothing line for infants.
Weird. And the children belong to the universe. They don't really belong to you.
Can't she? Won't she just sing? You know, I heard she's pretty good at it.
She walked into a maternity ward. And blew That's black creepy, dust man. And took all the genders away off babies separated in pink and blue and boy and girl. Mm. Wow.
Mm. That's weird.
What a weirdo. Mm. I mean that is I don't even know who you have to be for that to
Right now I wish my tooth would have fallen out.
Yeah, you missed it. Yeah, good point.
Apparently we all need to go and because our brains have fallen out. I mean, it is. It's good night.
That's when you're too famous for too long, and nobody ever says anything. Like, by the way, you're not. You don't have really like real comedic timing either. This isn't funny, and this is weird.
It's creepy. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You can get so big and
quick. Sing the Titanic song.
Where people won't say anything to you. You know. And you know somebody need to walk up and go. I know that you live in a world that's kind of isolated. And you may think this is kind of sharp and what you're doing with your clothing line is being all mod. But I just looked at the storyboard of what you're thinking about doing. And this comes across as wicked, crazy, and unacceptable. It looks like you're an evil witch that blows black dust on babies and takes their gender away. Yeah. So I'm going to advise you not to do this. Where is that person in her life?
The kids are all in like a weird drab, black and white. It just looks so like commie, just terrible jail uniform. What are we doing?
Well, that's coming from a guy that thinks Ruby belongs to him.
Right.
And
right.
your wife. Don't you know that Ruby belongs to the universe, Adam?
Did you see that baby? It said New Order on it.
Yeah.
New did World Order. That's Illuminati written all over it.
Greg, I wondered if you caught that.
Oh, you did catch it?
Snuck it in.
One of the ones he said New Order on it. Did you see that?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's Illuminati.
Guys,
I didn't get by you, did
you're right there with the all-seeing eye.
Yeah, infants shouldn't be choosing anything in their lives.
No.
They shouldn't be choosing what they eat. They shouldn't be choosing what they wear.
They can't.
They don't have the ability to.
No.
They sleep, eat.
They would make a very bad decision.
Greg, does this concern you right there, that shirt, New Order?
Oh, yeah. I know you think she's not in the Illuminati? Get real.
You're scared to talk about it.
I mean, get real?
Get real.
Everybody knows.
Get real.
Come on. I haven't heard get real in a long time.
I haven't used it in a while.
That is fantastic.
All right, let's go from that back to goat's milk. Kay?
What?
Kay, welcome to Rick and Bubba. How are you, Kay?
Hi, I'm doing good, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good job. But I got a couple of things. First, I want to say that you're the only station that I can get my daily laugh, my daily inspiration, and my daily news on what is going out in this crazy world.
The Rick and Bubba Show, we do it all. It's all here. There's really no need for other shows. We cover it all.
That's right.
You're exactly right. I don't listen to nobody but y'all.
Well, that's why.
But I want to tell you something. We were talking about the goat's milk earlier. My son is 36 now, but when he was about 4 months old, the formula messed up his stomach. And I had an old aunt, probably in her 80s, and she would milk her goats.
Oh, Lord.
And take the milk in the house, and she would boil it for 5 minutes, and then it would cool, and I would feed it to him, and it fixed all of his stomach problems.
All right, so.
Celine Dion needs to go home and think about where she come from.
Yeah.
Did somebody give her goat's milk? No offense. I mean, I think she might have drank goat's milk and it turned her into the devil. Yeah. I mean, it's
I like that.
Yeah. Y'all are such an inspiration to me every single day.
Thank you, Kay.
If anybody listens to y'all, there's no reason for them to have a bad day.
Thank you, Kay. That's very kind. And you know what you've done? Now you've made our day.
That's
so we're even.
Right.
Thanks, Kay. So I guess Helmsy, your wife works in this world. Have you heard that? Maybe in the old, but now that she also said 4 months.
Now this shortage.
Yeah, I've never heard goat's milk. That doesn't mean. I mean, maybe. Look, there was something I was questioning yesterday, and my wife set the record straight.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Kay said thumbs up on.
By the way,
milk.
When your milk dries up, it will come back. If you work hard to get it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got to know that.
You got to do some
stuff.
Easy.
I don't like the words milk dry up.
Mm. Nah, I don't either.
Mm-hmm. It's bad for me.
That's how it feels.
Just saying it.
Did you hear me, Greg? This is how it feels to stand in traffic.
There it is.
There it is. The stuff whizzing by.
Sure. Sure.
Right. Well, yeah. How about this? I found out, Helmsy and I both found out when it comes to this topic, you probably, and I hate to break it to some of you, there actually are things like man and woman. And when the women say something about nursing babies, they probably know more about it than we do.
Yeah.
Because Sherry and I got in a little bit of talk about that, and I said, I don't know if that's right, man.
And I'm going to tell you.
And she said, well, to ask Helms.
Yeah.
And you remember when that which meant ask Amanda.
Yeah.
We got attacked by the
You're talking about the lactation, the certified lactation consultant? Yeah.
And we think we know we're talking
One of the few in Alabama? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it we brought up that time? Was it about the breastfeeding tent at the ball game? Remember, the breastfeeding women attacked us.
Yeah,
they got really mad at us. And I don't remember what we said, but they were not happy.
I can bet it was.
It's probably what you said.
Probably wasn't good.
Somebody said something about like a urinal in public, and somebody was like,
"That's what
how
it was.
Dare you compare the other?"
That's
to the
what
other.
It was.
Oh, I know what it was.
I think it was Bubba.
It was the answer.
I think it was Bubba, definitely.
And he's not here. Greg, look. And now this time we bring up the top again, and God knocked his tooth out.
Yep, he didn't want him to say it again. That's what it was. You're right, Adam. I remember we got attacked by him.
Well, the statement was saying that this is a perfectly natural thing. It's true. But that's usually when Bubba brings up, well, so is going to the bathroom, but nobody wants to see you do.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Rick,
I think that was word
for it. Why did I say it again? But that is it, I think.
Yeah.
And then Bubba said he wants it out in public a lot. He said he wants it out everywhere.
It's off the hour. Bubba. All right, so we go phone calls at 866-WE-BE-BIG. I will tell you this, because I see people emailing now because our audience is so fantastic. Super Dad did move into a backup plan. It may or may not work. And if it doesn't, then, you know, life is full of disappointments. We'll come up with another plan. But I did move into a different mode. They were not able to, because I went into the mode of, well, let me just get some more tickets and y'all overnight them to me. And then refund me for the ones you didn't send me, and we're even. We're back to where we started,
right?
Because they're about the same price. They said they could not do that they couldn't find any, and they tried to get with the venue to see how they could do it or whatever. But I was able to find another source that said, hey, we've got some. We can ship them to you overnight. Hopefully, everything I could tell about it, it was legit. So I have some others that should get here by noon today through UPS, and hopefully that will take place. And if it does, it'll still work out. And if not, then, you know, there are bigger disappointments in life than, hey, I didn't get to go hang out.
Now, were these just, like, is it for the group? Were you in charge of the group?
I was in charge of two of them, Brooks plus one.
Okay.
So one he's taking somebody with him, and they were meeting another group that was
so
coming.
The plus one's depending on this delivery, too.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yay,
you talking about the one that's already down there?
Yeah.
That's going to meet Brooks?
Because I have a good friend of mine said that he bought one for his son, and his son can't go now, so he's got you Brooks covered if UPS didn't come through, but that plus one's still out.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know about that. So that's
might not make it now.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a backup option, at least if the other person can find some other way.
Yeah.
So we got one. But I think these will get there. If not, let me have this person's information.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see. That's nice. Thank you. Let's go to Wendy. Wendy, welcome to the Rick and Bubba Show. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. I didn't hear if you got tickets or not, but AL.com says that the Hangout Fest is going cashless. But I'd like for y'all to look at the list of things that are not allowed to bring. There's about 100 items. Very odd, strange things. I can't name them all, but it's a very interesting list of what you cannot bring.
Yeah, I would have. Anytime a big group of people get together to listen to bands and musicians, I'm too old for that. Let me ask you this, Greg. This is a great question. I meant to ask every one of us.
All right.
at our age right now, Adler, I think, is a yes because he's still relatively young, and he's been to this festival before.
And he's cool.
Yeah. And he's cool as there could ever be. There is no cooler husband and dad on the planet.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks.
And but anyway, my hip factor is over now.
Oh. Yeah.
But what I'm thinking, I don't think there's any lineup under the sun at my age that I would go into a hot environment, be outdoors,
sand,
standing on beaches and in fields, to watch or listen to anyone.
No, not me. No.
Anyway, you go, Speedy.
So your scenario is in the current right now.
I'm talking about right now, my
not
age.
Back when you were then.
No, back yeah. when there, I'd already be there.
Right.
Okay.
And it has to be current. I mean, like,
don't have to be current.
Tom Petty has passed away,
he's
so
dead, yeah.
he's not available. So I can't give that scenario.
No, what I'm saying is, if you could even, I wouldn't
whoever
go.
Whoever your favorite band
I
is.
Wouldn't go if they gave me a card and said, fill it out, and all these bands will play. I still wouldn't go.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'm just too old. I can't go out into that environment ever again.
No.
I mean, I can't do it. I'll go ahead and tell you this. I don't like to speak outdoors.
Yeah.
I don't like to go to things outdoors. I don't like to be out in this. We're all just standing here. Yeah. We're outside. We're in the elements. I've just gotten where I can't. You might get me to an amphitheater with the right band and the right weather conditions. But that's still a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that, watching the weather all the time, worrying about how the weather's going to go.
Yeah, I'd have to be working it to be there.
Yeah, but it's just too.
I think Adler's the only one in here who's actually been to
Helmsy. Any way you go to an outdoor music festival at your age? No, no way.
No.
Greg?
No.
Speedy?
No, I would go to an amphitheater to see somebody.
Yeah. But to Adler, if you remember, for years covered this, as you mentioned. He's done backstage.
We've had interviews.
Backstage interviews. So he accused the Blind Boys of Alabama not being blind.
And at one time, didn't you even take Kevin down?
Yes, I did.
I forgot about that.
I took Kevin a couple times.
Wait a minute. I forgot him saying the Blind Boys of Alabama weren't blind. That's terrible.
Yeah. That was my first year to go. That was a rookie mistake of journalism. on my part. I was a rookie journalist at that point.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I shouldn't speculate as to that situation.
You were young.
Yeah, you were young.
Let me
you
ask
got it from
you,
Greg.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. When you took Kevin, you had to sneak him in and out of the hotel room, like cover him in a blanket because they weren't allowed, right?
Yes. The hotel that I
you
got.
Had to put him in a blanket and walk him in and out?
Yes. I wrapped him up in a sheet and carried him like I had just like a bunch of dirty laundry. And snuck him in and out of the place.
Why is the laundry moving?
And even to take him out, I had to do that too. By the way, one time at the end of the festival, everybody's leaving, so they're coming out in droves, huge long lines of people. And I go out and I skateboard with Kevin on the street. He's pulling me at like a million miles
an
hour.
That's not a good idea.
And then there was this barricade. I thought I could sneak through the little point in this little barricade right there, but Kevin cut me off, and I dove, and I ate concrete in front of probably 500 people. The whole line of people goes, oh! And I got up and just like limped off with Kevin. And we went home, and that was the end of that hangout festival.
Would you go in your current setup as husband and dad? Do you still have a music festival in you?
So I got spoiled by covering these music festivals, having easy access in and easy access out, and shade. And I mean, free water and an air-conditioned tent and a trailer to use the restroom in instead of porta-potties. So I'm so spoiled that there was no way that I could ever go to a music festival again if that was not the situation,
okay.
Which is not good.
Can't just be dude with armband.
I could never do it again. And, you know, Ruby does good when she has a distraction and fun, and if we are able to get out of the elements. And so that would actually be fun, a fun thing to do as a dad, but I'd be there for 3 hours max and gone. You know?
Yeah, and it has to be the right act.
Right act, right time, right day, right situation.
What is the right act for you?
Well, I'm looking at the lineup right now. It'd be tough to find. My buddies, who, you know, I talk about all the time, my buddies Moon Taxi are actually playing.
Are they?
They are. They're playing. And my buddy.
My boys love them, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. They're very talented guys. And after the last 2 years of everything getting canceled and having to do spaced out weird concerts and stuff like that, they're very excited to get back on the road again.
Now,
so that's a good thing.
A little bit of Moon Taxi trivia here. If you were to ask who did the first interview to Moon Taxi, it would be
there
that one, right? They went to the same high school. One of them did, right? Or was it more than one?
Three guys to my high school, yes.
To Vestavia High
and
School.
And it wasn't the first person to interview. I was the first person to ever play Moon Taxi not only on college radio, but I was the first person to play Moon Taxi on commercial radio ever. But ever. they don't really own me because I think it's because I work for the Rick and Bubba Show now. But maybe not. I don't know.
Not trying to brag.
And when they moved to Nashville, it was over.
And after that, they just owned me. But no, they're actually very nice guys and very talented. Very, I'm excited they're able to get back on the road as well as everybody else that's in that industry. And I'm looking at the list of things that you're not allowed to bring to a Hangout Festival, and a lot of it seems pretty normal to me. One thing is no fidget spinners. That seemed pretty
weird.
Okay.
That's
Why? No glow sticks, no chairs at all, no drones. They have to put that down.
No chairs?
Yeah, no chairs, Greg.
No chairs at all.
You can't bring your chair.
No, you're standing, Greg. You're standing for 3 days.
Right back to the original question. I don't care who's playing.
No way.
No umbrellas. No Chinese lanterns, no pets, no video equipment. A lot of it's pretty standard stuff.
It sounds like everything you brought in the past.
No dogs under sheets.
I brought all those things. But the backpack situation they're having to go to is just a clear plastic or clear vinyl, and it's like 12 by 6 by 12. It's the max. It's just like you got to do this stuff now because – you get people in a crowd and something goes bad, then that's just,
Plus, now keep in mind, my big struggle today, I've gone through all this to get a backup ticket plan,
mm-hmm.
but somebody has to be at the house to sign for it. What's the odds of Big Love dropping that one?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, Rick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rick, in the city of Gulf Shores, has just contacted us and says that tickets are still available at Hangout Music Festival's website, is another backup.
Okay. It's hard to find that website yesterday. People try to take that search and you pull up something. You're like, wait a minute, this is not them. You got to be careful. Just going Hangout Music Festival.
No spike jewelry. So Greg's out. Spike jewelry.
Right. There's no metal bands playing.
Well, actually, there really aren't. I was a little disappointed.
Standing outside, I think if Tom Petty came back from the dead and said, "We'll only play songs that Rick likes." We won't even play anything out of our catalog he's not big on. I still wouldn't go.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't, Rick.
So, we'll be back. But, youngsters, I'm sure they will. We'll be back. Bubba had a crown fall off, so he is not with us.
Crownless.
It fell off, and it was bothering him. And the dentist, he had to get there by a certain time to get it done. So he's working on that. Somebody was asking, had a great question in email because you made the point that those teeth they get a workout. And somebody said, "What if dentists begin to offer a version of Car Shield for your teeth?" Hey, if it's got a lot of miles on it,
hey, let's go ahead and cover
it. It's got that, so we can make that happen. So we do have a lot going on with the program, and we've covered a lot of the stories of the day. I heard you guys talking about it in the kickoff hour. Do we really have someone who is got a lawsuit against the fast food burger joints?
Yeah.
Yep. Because they're saying that in the advertising that we're seeing, these burgers are undercooked, and they're undercooked to the point that you couldn't have them served to you this way.
Make them look bigger.
Yeah, and when you get there, when they cook them the way they really have to, it doesn't look like what we saw in the commercial. And a judge is going to hear this?
See, that's the point. We've all know this. And I mean, me and Lisa will be watching like a commercial and they'll show some food. And I go, I wished it really looked like that.
Yeah.
I know in my mind it's not going to look like that. They're getting it. They're shooting a commercial for Pete's sake. And they want you to run out and buy it. It's still good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it did in the ad. It doesn't. Yeah. It's done. And then wrapped
it
up.
That's part of this lawsuit. He's saying it didn't appear.
Well,
he
needs to. There's better things to worry about.
I agree. 100%.
I don't know.
Rick,
it's the man's passion.
So, does he think they're going to start making bigger burgers, or does he? I mean, they're going to make the pictures a little more.
Have you ever seen any behind the scenes, Speedy? It's possible you would have seen something like this.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen the behind the scenes stuff where it shows you the people that make the food look good?
Oh yeah, and they paint.
They paint them. What's the next guy going to do? Lawsuit say because there's no paint on my burger?
Yeah, right,
it doesn't look the way you know. I mean,
how about I'm grown and I realize it's not going to look like it did on the commercial.
Well, let me ask you a question. Blake was in a food commercial for Zaxby's. He was a hand model.
Yes,
grabbing some fries.
Yes,
I believe.
He was.
Were those real fries?
They were, but he said they certainly made
sure they were special.
Yeah, they mm-hmm.
They didn't just dump them out and go take these.
Back to one, reach in, grab the fry. Back to one, reach in, grab the fry. Back to one, one more time, grab the fry. Back to one. Thank you, Blake Burgess. You're done. You're a wrap.
There we go.
And that'll do it.
Yep. Better known for Blake, $1,200.
Worth it. A lot of people think I should be a handball.
Yeah. Greg, after I seen that social media post you've got.
Yeah.
Oh, love
it. Hand
well,
on the hip.
Greg, you were a model at one time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wakefield's had you, didn't
it? <That's> so good. Yeah, you know, hit the department store.
I was out there. I was modeling them snug little jeans.
Yeah, you know. I was modeling them big yanks.
Oh, man. He also, Greg also tore to shreds this guy that claims he's had a Big Mac.
Yeah. Have you seen this guy, by the way?
Just about every day for 50 years.
Was that seven? Video seven. Did y'all play
Please,
this earlier?
Have you seen
him? We did.
No, I haven't seen
funny.
It.
But we didn't play the video, did we?
No, we just audio.
All right, I need this. All right, here we go.
Well, look at his hair. He looks like Moe with a ponytail.
Right. He eats two Big Macs every day. That's all he wants.
And 50 years he's been eating them.
Doesn't he say there's really nothing else I'd rather eat?
Yeah, I think he said he's only missed 8 days in 50
years.
We
said, anyway.
Greg didn't believe it.
Can you tell us, do you remember the very first bite you ever took of a Big Mac?
And yes, I do. I remember first bite real well. Like I say, leading up to it, I went to the McDonald's, bought my first three Big Macs and a Coke for $1.57. Back then, they didn't have indoor seating, so everybody went out to their vehicles, and I got into my 66 Dodge Polara, sat behind a steering wheel, opened up the red box, and the Big Mac was wrapped in foil at that time, so you unwrap the foil, and then there was a cardboard ring that went around it. I took that off, and then I took my first bite, and I was hooked. And people nowadays say that when they see me eat a Big Mac, it looks like I'm eating one for the very first time.
I mean, what do you like? I mean, I tend to love the Big Mac in the two beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, fried onion, and sesame seed bun.
Yep.
What do you love about the Big Mac so much, Don? What is it that gets you going and keeps you coming back and, you know, back and back and back for nearly 30,000 times now?
Okay, for me, the big thing is hamburger. When I was a little kid, we were real poor and we didn't have a lot of meat. And so, like, when we had hamburgers, that was really a big treat.
Make fun of that, Greg.
Like, I told my parents when I grew up I was going to eat hamburger all the time. And the thing was to find the sandwich that had hamburger with tasting the best. And for me, the Big Mac was the best hamburger sandwich in the world.
That's a bit of a stretch.
You know, Rick, I took a salad bowl after I ate the salad and put it on my head and got a haircut. Is that not the worst haircut you've ever had?
Doesn't he own the Raiders?
Yeah, it's Mark Davis called.
Doesn't he own the Raiders?
That ponytail's
Mark
long.
Davis is there. I've never seen the bowl cut with a long ponytail.
I have no sideburns. Don't forget those chops.
What do you call that?
And it chopped. He threw some chops in there.
Yeah, you call it. Look,
he's got his own look.
Yeah, he's
too busy eating hamburgers.
So he eats two of them. I know he didn't go
before. Rick didn't have any meat to eat when he was a kid.
Yeah,
so
whatever. All right.
Are you making fun of that?
He made that.
Yeah,
up.
He's making fun of it. You think
he made it up,
Greg?
He did. It may help the story out.
Are you saying he never had a hamburger when he was little? Do you remember though?
He said it was a special occasion when he did.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were little? Honestly, that was straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, if your parents brought home a bag of McDonald's, it was very rare.
I've never been a Big Mac fan though. I would have never went Big Mac. Seems like I remember him talking about that cardboard ring around it.
You would have gone quarter pounder with cheese.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's your favorite, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And I'll go a double.
What about the two cheeseburger meal with a fry?
All the time.
I just
need a little quick run by.
What is too much burger for y'all?
Too much burger?
You're like, okay, this is too much. I can't eat it.
Let me think. There was a restaurant. Y'all won't know where it is because it was old mom and pop in Mikeyville. The Mikeyville restaurant. And we'd stop there for lunch sometimes, and that hamburger was so you had to take a knife and cut it up.
See, I don't like that.
To eat it,
I don't like
really.
That.
You could not like put that. Your mouth on. It.
I want to be able to handle it and bite down on it.
Now on Tuesdays they had chitlin night.
They did.
They did. Really? It's on the sign.
We had a burger. Terry and I stopped had a burger the other night, and I ordered a double. I'm thinking, hey, just come out. I couldn't get my mouth open big enough to take a bite of it.
Yeah, TMJ.
That's that.
Just pot.
Jaw.
Right.
That's a jaw problem.
Yeah. I tried to push it down, but then the juices were coming out of it.
The double quarter pounder you can still eat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can.
I really tried to push it down before.
I like that Wendy's double.
Yeah.
Of course, now look, the earlier story you were talking about, the hamburgers have shrunk a little bit from the original.
No doubt.
Yeah. Just like the candy
bars. Wendy's is a good burger.
Candy bars have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's always going to work in that candy bar.
I'm mad about it.
Really. Right. Right. You're mad about that.
There's another
bar.
Change on the Snickers.
Would
like
you stop, about. Greg? You stop, okay? Good night.
I went straight to Snickers.
Hey, them cutting the big one up, though, is bad. And two slices.
Yeah.
That, come on, man.
I used
when
to
somebody
love
slices
size.
Their hamburger, there's a problem.
That's it. Come on.
Yeah. I do that at restaurants every time, though, guys. I will say I cut my burgers in half so I can eat them better.
That's unbelievable. Huge.
Well, you're
yeah. unbelievable.
What? What? Say what?
Well, you told me the crystals were too big for you.
Okay.
They're like eating
okay,
popcorn.
Partner.
To me, when you eat crystals, that's food there.
Don't you like yeah. to eat you like think, 20 of them?
Well, I do, but the price you pay is yeah. just.
But you know, since they don't, here's
a horrible
the move.
Price.
Here's the move on the crystal. You know, they don't put ketchup on them. So you put some ketchup and you swoosh it through it on your way by.
I've done that before.
That's good.
Well, how do you do it though?
I do have to get by. I know they're putting grease on the bun. I do have to get by. There's a little bit of slime factor there.
There is.
With the that, with
especially
the,
if you let them sit.
Yeah. And I've noticed where I live, the crystals aren't making it. Are we mad at crystal
and
now?
I know they're not.
Rick,
I'm
does
not
nobody
sure
eat them anymore in the new health move? Because I don't see
you
crystals
don't see them
making
like
it.
You used to.
We used to have them everywhere. You don't see them like
oh,
you
I
used
love
to.
Them.
I would think in a college town they'd make it.
Oh, yeah. We don't have one in Jayville. I may open one up.
Mm. Every now and then, the crystal will drive by my house with his arm up on the windshield and say, Rick, come on, buddy.
You remember me?
You remember us, don't you?
But Greg's mad about Snickers. I know that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Helms, not, too. Helms is real mad about one part.
Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.